Today on Capitol Hill, Republicans renominated Newt Gingrich of Georgia as their candidate for Speaker of the House. Since Republicans are in the majority, today's action means Gingrich is all but certain to be Speaker of the 105th Congress. While there were no other GOP candidates for the job, Gingrich took steps to contain the few grumblings of opposition that had surfaced inside the party. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Newt Gingrich has a complex relationship with his Republican House colleagues. On one hand, they revere him as the visionary who led them from the wilderness after 40 years in the minority. At the same time, many have cringed at his sometimes bombastic rhetoric, chafed at the power he consolidated in the Speaker's office, and distanced themselves from the ethics controversy that continues to swirl around him. So compared with the raucous meeting 2 years ago in which they first chose him as their Speaker, Republicans today were far more subdued. In his acceptance speech, Gingrich again struck the bipartisan tone he sounded since voters re-elected a Democratic president and Republican Congress.
But I want to suggest to you that if the last Congress was the confrontation Congress, this Congress will be the implementation Congress, and we will be very pleased 2 years from now at how much we have implemented working together and placing the nation first.
It was a bittersweet day for Gingrich. A few hours before his triumph, he got word that his adoptive father had passed away. Talking to reporters, Gingrich predicted the new House will be far more conciliatory, with improved relations with the Senate and the White House.
If you're faced with a Democrat who wants higher taxes, a bigger government, and more welfare, you get partisanship. If you're faced with a Democrat who says, let's balance the budget, replace the welfare system, and lower taxes, why would you want to be partisan?
Gingrich had to quell a minor revolt among some Republicans who publicly suggested he temporarily step aside because of outstanding ethics charges against him. The Ethics Committee continues to investigate the financing of a college course he taught. He was also a favorite target of Democrats in the last election. New York Republican Peter King, the most outspoken of the dissenters, said today the mini-rebellion was over, but he said the party was better off because of it.
This had just been kept quiet without any outlet, I think there would have more problems. But right now, it's been out in the open, the issues have been addressed, Newt's been reelected, and you know, we can go forward as one party.
In recent days, Gingrich has taken steps to repair relations with many in the party. Moderates feel they now have more of a voice than they had early on in the last Congress. Committee chairmen are also happy they've been given back some of their power. Last session, Gingrich had much legislation written in his office, with sometimes disastrous results. Gingrich has assured chairmen all legislation will once again percolate up from their domains, a move approved by Judiciary Committee Chairman Henry Hyde of Illinois.
I'm confident that our leadership is going to place more confidence and trust and autonomy in the committee chairs. That isn't to say that we won't be synchronized and try to be on the same roadmap, but I do think there will be more autonomy granted to and exercised by the committee chairs.
House Republicans today also reelected Dick Armey of Texas as Majority Leader and Tom DeLay of Texas as Republican Whip. There are still some clouds on Gingrich's horizon. It's possible the Ethics Committee will complete its work by the end of the year, and if it were to find serious violations against him, Gingrich's scheduled reelection as Speaker January 7th could hit a snag. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.